Welcome to the Bank First Ranger Hour. Super Talk Mississippi 93.7 Spotlight on Northwest Community College. And you can listen to our live stream at supertalknorthms.com. Just click on the link for the Bank First Ranger Hour. Now, here's your host, Gary Darby.
In studio and ready to roll one final time here in the month of March. It is the Bank First Ranger Hour for your Thursday entertainment between now and 10. Let me tell you what's going on in this program today, and really what will be for all the way through April, a lot of discussions in the Fine Arts Department at Northwest Community College on these Thursday shows. Today, we will bring in, first of all, around 9:15, Assistant Director of Bands at Northwest, John Ungrein. We'll talk about jazz concerts, things of that nature, with John. When that conversation is over, it is Alex Belalovic who joins us, the Director of Choral Activities. And even though both gentlemen and a lot of the good people at Northwest Community College are already out for Easter break, they've agreed to join, chat with us, tell us about the upcoming things in the month of April that they're involved in the band department and the choral departments. So we will get with John and with Alex on today's program. And then as we get into April, I mean, the hopes are that we're going to be talking with someone in the theater production of Boeing. We'll get the Entertainers concert coming up. We've got more with the band concerts, and we'll have some discussions in both of those areas coming up through April, along with other things that will be going on Northwest campuses. And in this program, by the end of the show, I'll update you on a little softball and baseball action where you can watch Rangers playing on the field here this spring as well within the next week. All of that on today's show. Off and running for the Thursday, March 28th, 2024 edition of the Bank First Ranger Hour. John Ungrein joins us on the other side. We'll talk some jazz with the man. We hope you hang out with us here this morning talking all things Northwest Community College.
This hour is everything Northwest. Your connection to Northwest Mississippi Community College and powered by Bank First. Thanks for joining us on the Bank First Ranger Hour. Join the conversation now by texting 662-426-1093.
And you can go to the Facebook page, North Mississippi Spotlight. Keep up with things going on in North Mississippi. And later on today in podcast form, let's just say you have to take a small little exit from listening. We'll have that up for you middle of the afternoon. We'll put this show up anywhere you get those podcasts. Joining us first, as I told you, from now through April, it's a lot of the Fine Arts Department that's going to join us, Assistant Director of Bands and friend of the program, friend of mine for one or two years, John Ungrein is on. John, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been at least one or two years, right?
Yeah, about a year, about the same time last year, I think I spoke with you.
So let's get into things that are going on. I know we're going to get into, you know, what is happening with the jazz concert and things that are coming up. But overall, in the band department, it's, I would imagine, a very busy time all around.
A real busy April, Gary. We have not just the jazz band concert, but percussion ensemble concert, day of percussion going on at the end of the month, and then the final band concert.
And I think we're scheduled to have Garrett on with us at the end of the month. You know, I came in, and it's been a little while, and I did a small tour of the Heindel Center, and the band was prized during football season, and the band was practicing and things that are going on. Do you mind talking about that facility? Because I know you guys are going to be performing in it, but what that has helped and led as far as you are concerned as an instructor and the students that come through and whatever they might be in the band program at Northwest?
Certainly. You know, the building is fabulous. It's not only just a wonderful place to do performances and have performances come in the auditorium part of the Heindel Center, but the back side of the Heindel Center is an educational side. So we have multiple classrooms, we have recording studios, we have one very, very large rehearsal hall for the marching band, although other bands practice in it, a small band practice facility, which is actually larger than our old facility, and then a choir rehearsal facility and another small ensemble rehearsal facility that allows multiple rehearsals to happen at the same time, which we never had before.
And I guess that could be a nice recruiting tool if you're trying to bring in the prospective student to get them to see some of the things that you guys do have to offer, maybe that other places do not.
Exactly. So we have the multiple rehearsal facilities, but also through Dr. Heindel and Jeff Horton and Matt Domus and all those people in the administration, Jeff Triplett, we've also stocked that facility with some of the finest equipment you'll ever find.
All right, so let's get into what we were probably designed to talk to, and I've led us astray just a little bit, and that is the upcoming performances of a couple of ensembles, and we're going to get with jazz. And where would you? I know this is Saturday, April the 6th. It's at 7 at the Heindel Center, but where would you like to begin with this? And just a kind of an overview, if you will, of how we got to what we're going to perform with the two ensembles.
All right. So again, we do have two ensembles. I do the top jazz ensemble. Dr. John Hagen does our second jazz band. Those bands have rehearsed really from right after the Christmas holidays to perform an entirely new program this semester. We did probably 16, 18 tunes between the two ensembles last semester. So we've started all new music. It's a lot of exciting music. So it's going to be a really fine concert.
I'm going to play a couple of the pieces going in and out of our commercial breaks as the show goes on later. But take us through, John, if you will, what you and John Hagen, the thought process of where you get, because I'm going to play, you know, going into one of the breaks, A Night in Tunisia from Dizzy Gillespie, and I know that's one of the ones with Ensemble 2. Where do you guys pull from? I mean, where do you get the ideas to come up with this and the lineup that you want the ensembles to play?
All right, so the first thing you have to do, Gary, as you know from being involved in these ensembles, is you have to pick pieces that really fit the ensemble themselves, whether it's a certain strength, if you have a certain really fine soloist, or if you have, you know, a weakness of any kind, you pick the pieces to best fit the ensemble so it performs the best. And then you try to do a number of different things. One, we're still, even though it's a performing ensemble, it's an education opportunity for the students. So we have to try to pick things of multiple styles, whether it's old-time swing or one of the Latin styles, whether it's a samba or a bossa nova, or if it's a funk or a rock style, and we try to do multiple styles in one concert so they have that overview of all the different styles and all the historic parts of the jazz program as well.
And you have vocals going on with some of these too, correct?
I do. We're using two of the choir students that perform, and unfortunately I don't have my program up so I can't give you the names because I don't want to mess them up.
I've got Shelby Anderson and Marcus Hill listed as vocals. Okay,
that is correct, and both wonderful. They're both vocal majors, great vocalists, and we're in the process of working style with them and teaching them the different styles of swing and pop vocals. So it's really exciting to have them with us.
And I just listening to you talk, and you mentioned that it is a kind of a learning process as well for the students to get the vocals and the music together. And, of course, we got to get the rhythm and things going in that background, too. They all have to then learn how to work together to piece all of this so it comes out. And when the performance is there, hopefully everybody's together on that one page.
Exactly. And that also has to do with working with microphones.
Sure.
William Carrero at the Heindel Center has done a great job helping us set up microphones, helping us balance the ensembles and work with the vocalists. So that's a great process as well.
Take us through your group. You said Ensemble One a little bit. Is there one piece that you like as the director more, or that you think really brings out this ensemble?
There's actually a couple, Gary. A great Count Basie piece that we're leading off the concert with is called Easy to Love, which is a really fast swing piece that the kids really do a great job on. We're also doing one of the vocals, is actually one of my favorite tunes. It's an old Frank Sinatra tune called It Had to Be You,
mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of fun. And then some of the Latin tunes. Again, being a drummer myself, I really like Latin, and I really like that style because it's so fun to play.
Talking with John Ungreit today, Assistant Director of Bands at Northwest, and part of things that we're talking about here with the jazz ensembles. Where are most of the students from? Are we pulling them from other places besides North Mississippi, or off the top of your head? I don't need you to, you know, go through everything, but where are we bringing the ensembles from?
They're from all over Northwest Mississippi in many cases. I think the biggest number, we have lots of students from DeSoto County. We have a few from the Batesville area. We have two or three, I think, from Grenada, which are great additions to the ensemble. So all over Northwest Mississippi.
I'm getting a little deep into this because as I see the personnel that's listed in from Jazz Ensemble 2 and Jazz Ensemble 1, do they try out? How do you come through, and this is for me and maybe for the others that might be there and might be listening and wondering, okay, why does so-and-so get to play this, or lead trumpet, second trumpet, whatever it might be? How do these students, because it is a competition within them to become where they are and what chair they sit in.
Exactly. So we do an audition process both in the fall, and if there's a large personnel change, we'll have to do one in the spring. And that audition process, we look at the range and the technical ability of those students and the tone, and then we try to put those ensembles together. So not every student will make lead trumpet in the top band. You can only have one. And so they work really, really hard at those auditions to get those spots. And then once we get them in those spots, then we work them even harder.
I know you've got a little time off from school because of the Easter holiday and things that are going on. The performance is Saturday the 6th. How much time will you guys put in next week in the practice, in the rehearsal, to get ready for the performance on Saturday?
So we'll have our normal 4 hours worth of rehearsal, and then because of our choral performance is Thursday afternoon, we cannot get into, or Thursday evening, we can't get into that facility until Friday morning. So we'll rehearse a couple hours on Friday just to be able to play in the Performing Arts Center itself and work with the microphones and things like that.
Last message before I let you go, because next we're going to get into choir a little bit with Alex. And so what's the last thing you want to tell us about the jazz ensemble or anything there in your portion of the Fine Arts Building?
I think that the people would really enjoy this concert. There's a little bit of something for everybody, from Nora Jones to old-time swing to some really cool Latin parts, some great vocalists, and some great phenomenal jazz solos. So I'm looking forward to having that performance, and we're real, real excited about being able to perform in the Heindel Center again.
Thanks, John. I look forward to seeing you soon down the road, okay?
All right. Thanks, Gary.
All right. That's our friend John Ungreit, Assistant Director of Bands at Northwest Community College. We were in the same drum line together He's a lot more talented than I am by far. There's no doubt about that. He will be directing the Jazz Ensemble 1. Jazz Ensemble 2 is Mr. John Hagen, the director. And all of that will be Saturday, April the 6th, okay, at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts. And so you can go and you can, and I'm going to tell you as always, by the end of the program to go look at HeindelCenter.org for everything that's coming up. Performance-wise, you can get the times and all that you need there at HeindelCenter.org. We thank John for being a part of the program. At some point this weekend, you might want an adult beverage. And if you do, our friends at Safari Wine and Spirits can take care of you when it comes to those libations. They've got your favorite brands. They've got the hard-to-find ones. If wine is your thing, Safari is your place. Over 100 different wines in stock. New stuff coming in frequently. So go browse the selection, go enjoy everything and get the purchase and enjoy that if you wish at Safari Wine and Spirits, South 11th, next to the Flamingo. That's behind Old Abner's off the Oxford Square. Now, this is Dizzy Gillespie actually performing A Night in Tunisia, which will be one of the performances that Ensemble 2 will be playing on April 6th again at the Heindel Center. We'll come back. We're going to sing a little bit. Well, we're going to talk about it at least as we continue a Bank First Ranger Hour for you on this Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the Bank First Ranger Hour, your connection to Northwest Mississippi Community College on Super Talk Mississippi 93.7 and streaming live at supertalknorthms.com. Just click on the link for the Bank First Ranger Hour.
Let's keep the fine arts discussion going on this Bank First Ranger Hour. We thank John Ungreit for being on with us to talk a little bit of the jazz ensembles that are going to be playing for us on April 6th. Now we're going to get the Director of Choral Activities, Alex Belalovic, on with us. Alex, welcome back to the show and good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate you and John both giving us some time on somewhat days off. I know you both are still, you know, thinking and working about the performances that are coming up and your students and things. Of that nature along the way. You have a concert coming up as well. When is the date of that? Let's start with you there, and then I'll try and dig some information out. But when are we presenting your concert?
Well, our spring choral concert is this coming Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m. at the Heindel Center.
So as I was talking with John, and we talk about these students and, you know, their lives and the times that they put in, and he was telling us about his ensemble and then working with a couple, I would assume, of your vocal students along the way with that. How much time are your students putting in to get prepared for this 1 week from today?
A lot of time. every ensemble rehearses at least 4 days a week, and we have four ensembles, three of which are performing this Thursday. We have our Ranger Chorale, our Ranger Consort, and Northwest Singers. And each of those groups rehearses for an hour a day, 4 days a week. So we've been very busy this spring preparing for this concert, and we're looking forward to presenting it to the public.
And I know as we were talking, it's still a fluid process too, right? Trying to get everything ready with all three, as you mentioned. And if you don't mind, kind of take us through, you know, the musical, some of the musical selections are what kind of songs we might hear in the performances on Thursday. And you can just start with whichever one you want, and let's begin there.
Sure. So I'll kind of go in order of our concert program. Our Northwest Singers will be going first this evening, Thursday evening, I should say, and that group is conducted by my colleague, Lacey Halley. They're singing three selections, beginning with something called Bound for the Promised Land, which has a four-hand piano part, a great concert opener by Mack Wilberg, and then a couple classics after that, something called Choose Something Like a Star from Randall Thompson's Frostiana set, and also the Hallelujah from the Mount of Olives by Beethoven. So we're getting a nice variety of, you know, everything from the classical period to relatively recent compositions from that group. Then our Ranger Consort, which is our small ensemble of about 18 voices, will be doing primarily chamber music, so beginning with something called O Vos Omnes by an Italian Renaissance composer, Carlo Gesualdo, which is a really fascinating and beautiful piece, well ahead of its time in terms of its harmonic writing. So they've been working hard on that. We're also doing a German piece called Schöne Fremde by Fanny Mendelssohn, and then finishing out their set on the program with a modern vocal jazz arrangement, When I Fall in Love. Then our Ranger Chorale will be doing a whole mix of things. I won't give away all of these ones, but we're starting the program with a really exciting and fast-paced piece by Orban, a modern composer. And then we're veering into some French music, as well as some English pieces, and finishing with a piece called The Road Home, which is kind of our concert theme for this spring. So we're really excited about the variety of music, the number of different composers and time periods and places that all of them are from, and a bunch of languages, everything from Latin to German, French, English, so it'll be a really nice concert.
I asked John this question, I'm going to pose it to you as well, because Alex, you can't just say, boy, I want us to perform this without having the pieces to be able to perform that, right? Without the voices that are there. And so, you know, John was mentioning, you know, I've got to be sure that we have, if there's a piece that has a trombone, you know, I'm just throwing in, you know, kind of paraphrasing a little bit of what he said. You have to be sure, look, we can't perform this song if I don't have a tenor that can carry that part. I know you're getting where I'm coming from. You have that same thing, and obviously you guys have found pieces that you feel that these ensembles are comfortable with and can perform.
Yes, and, you know, choral music, most of it is pretty standardized, at least four parts, sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses, so that's kind of our starting block. And then some of the music that we've selected has divisi, or splits, so it'll be two parts per voice part, so soprano one, soprano two, so on and so forth, so that's up to eight parts. And then some of the Renaissance music that we're doing, like the Gesualdo piece, is actually five parts. So we've got sopranos, altos, two tenor parts, and a bass part. So yeah, like you said, it really depends on the voices that we have, the abilities of everybody in the group, and it, especially this year as I began this new position, in the fall, it was really about identifying what sort of voices and numbers and talent we have in the program, and then, you know, programming music that is going to be both educationally valid for them and teaching concepts that we're trying to pursue, as well as, you know, music that we're capable of pulling off with a really great sound, and making sure that everything is successful in concert.
Alex, talking about the concert coming up 1 week from today, any solos, soloists you would like to mention as we run through this?
This concert is relatively light on soloists. We have one for When I Fall in Love, and we're excited for that. I think, and then we have a second one also on our closer, The Road Home. So we've got two soloists in this concert.
As we were talking with John, there are vocals that are going to be going with the jazz group as well, Shelby Anderson and Marcus Hill. Can you expand maybe on them and how I would assume they're in your ensembles and working with you as well, and putting the time in with jazz, and maybe just some comments on those two, if you don't mind.
Sure. Yeah. Shelby and Marcus are both great students of ours, and one of the things that we aim for in our program, and especially through the teaching of Lacey Halley, my colleague, who teaches voice, our goal is to make sure that all of our students have a wide range of stylistic abilities. So we teach technique that is really applicable to classical music, jazz, pop, musical theater, opera, so that they're, you know, capable of going out and performing in all of these different styles and genres, and hopefully leading really fulfilling lives as professional musicians. So we're very excited that they're open to these opportunities and capable of participating in such a wide variety of ensembles and musical styles here at Northwest.
In the email from Dr. Dale that I got, obviously knowing I was going to talk with you and with John today, and then looking at the month of April, we're going to try and speak about the theater production, Boeing, Boeing. Lacey is hopefully going to be on the list in the middle of April for us to get into the entertainers, and then Tim Garrett to talk with us about the band concert. April and spring, and look, I know you guys are busy year-round, but obviously it's a big month for the Fine Arts Department.
Yes, and this spring has been incredibly busy, especially with missing so much school in January because of snow.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been on a really packed schedule trying to pull off some extremely challenging music in a relatively short time period, and spring is always full of conferences and travel and things that conflict with our schedule and reduce our rehearsal time. So I'm really extremely proud of all of our students for the amount of work that they've put in, both in rehearsal as well as on their own outside of rehearsal, to make sure that all of this music is at a really excellent performance quality.
Before I let you go, if you will, give the time and the place for the people to come listen next Thursday.
Yes, it'll be at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 4th.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you being back on the show, and good luck with all of the things that will be coming up on Thursday and beyond. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's our friend and the choral director. We've had him on right after he got the position. And bringing him back again, Director of Choral Activities at Northwest, Alex Belalovic, who is on and talking about the concert, which will be Thursday at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts. And then we were talking about the jazz ensemble, which will be a couple of days later back there as well. So a lot of things going on next week once they get back from a little small Easter break and get things rolling into the month of April. Thanks to John. Thanks to Alex for being on the program, which we will finish up with a little sports discussion and more on the other side.
We're talking Rangers this hour. Thanks for joining us for the Bank First Ranger Hour. It's a special conversation about Northwest Community College. There's a campus near you, and you can join the conversation by texting to 662-426-1093.
We thank our guests again. And listen, if you want to go find out information about either the spring concert for the Northwest Choirs, which Alex talked to us about, the Ranger Chorale, the Ranger Consort, and the Northwest Singers. The spring concert is 1 week from today, Thursday, April 4 at 7 in the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts, free to the public, and for our jazz band concerts that are happening as well on Saturday at 7. Anyone who wants to attend, you can go find out all that information again at northwestms.edu. And, of course, you can keep up with the things happening at the Heindel Center, whether it is the next big performance, which is Dog Man the Musical, which comes up in April. I'm sure we'll be talking about that a little bit closer to things as well. It's heindelcenter.org. Sports, quickly, before we're done. Softball. Trying to snap a four-game losing skid. They dropped a couple Tuesday in Goodman at Holmes. Next up for Coach Bramlett and company will be a double dip on the Northwest campus tomorrow, 2 and 4 o'clock, against Hines Community College. They'll make the way up. And then on Wednesday, before we do this program again, they'll play Coahoma as the Tigers will come in to Senatobia. So the next four games for softball, now 16-10 overall and 3-7 in the Mississippi Conference, the MACCC. They'll get four straight at home with Hines coming up tomorrow at 2-4, and then Wednesday April 3rd on the Northwest campus against Coahoma at 3-5. Baseball has actually won four in a row, and Coach Carson and company off to a really good 24-8 record, 9-1 in the state of Mississippi with four straight wins. They're coming off of a win over number one East Central in eight innings, then beat Rhodes College JV and a couple in a double dip against Holmes in their four game, the last three at least, in Senatobia. And they'll head on the road for their next five games before we do another show. And in the conference, they'll play the same two teams that the softball team will, as we just mentioned moments ago, but on the road. Tomorrow at 2 and at 5, Northwest Baseball at Hines and Raymond. Then they will actually go to Jackson, Tennessee on Monday for a double dip to take on Jackson State Community College there before a Wednesday noon and 3 o'clock against Coahoma in Clarksdale. Next baseball action in Senatobia is still going to be a while. It won't be until Monday, April the 8th, because they'll even have a weekend against number 7 Jones in Ellisville before they get back. So there actually will be seven straight road games and some good tests for Coach Carson and the 24-8 baseball team at 9-1 inside the state of Mississippi and the athletic conference that goes on there. So good luck to the sports teams that are out there. I know there are others that will be doing things as well throughout the spring. We'll keep up with some of those and bring that to light for you in future programs. That will conclude what I'm going to do for you today. And we thank again John Ungreit and Alex Belolovic for being on with us. The choral concerts come up Thursday night at the Heinle Center for the Performing Arts, 1 week from today. And then you get the spring jazz concerts coming up on Saturday, April 6th, all on the Northwest main campus there in Senatobia. Go check it out, northwestms.edu. You get all the information that you want there. Enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend. It's going to be a beautiful one, North Mississippi. We'll talk to you Saturday morning or noon. Till then, so long.